In Lindsay Fay's new novel, The Paragon Hotel, she writes about a gutsy gun mall who flees Prohibition-era Harlem for Oregon's elegant Paragon Hotel, where the exclusively black residents and a chilling missing child crisis unlock new worlds that she could not have imagined. Lindsay Fay is the author of 5 critically acclaimed novels, including Jane Steele, Dust and Shadow, The Gods of Gotham, and The Fatal Flame. The new novel is The Paragon Hotel. It is published by Putnam, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Lindsay Fay to the roundtable this morning. Lindsay, thank you very much for being with us.
It is such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Bring us to the point where you decided that you wanted to write this particular novel about this particular time and place.
Oh, goodness. That's such a broad and wonderful question. Thank you.
Attack it like a piñata.
Well, okay, just beat it bloody and
exactly.
Then let it fall to the floor in pieces. That's essentially what I do with my books, so how appropriate.
Pretty much what we do in this show every morning, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I would love to do that. I'll just smack the crap out of it, and then everyone can gather
what they will
want from from the ground. I grew up in a small town just outside of Portland, Oregon, called Longview, Washington, and I was born in San Jose, California. So when we moved there, when I was around 6, I noticed the racial contrast very, very quickly, which, you know, you would think, why would a kid notice that? But I grew up in San Jose. My godmother is African American. And then we were suddenly just outside of Portland, Oregon, and I turned to my mom, and I was 6 years old, and I said, what happened to all the tan people? Where are they? My mom was like, I don't know. I really don't know. I guess they're not here. And I was so confused. And then I sat down in a church pew at Vacation Bible School, of all things. And this little twerp turned to me with my classic California bronze, you know, tan. I'm definitely not a person of color, but I got pretty brown. And he said, ew, I don't want to sit next to a Japanese girl. And I was like, I'm only 6, but I know this is wrong on a lot of levels.
Hmm.
So I kind of wanted to explore that experience of racism in the Pacific Northwest and how that works and why it happened. And also, I write, you know, historical fiction that is very much about my feelings about other things that are going on at the time. So I don't want to turn this into, you know, a description of an entirely political novel. I really do believe that ultimately it's a novel about friendship, and it's a novel about finding yourself, and it's about learning who you are, whether who you are is someone you've hated for a really long time or if you just didn't know, because that's really embodied by the two heroines of the book. Alice's nickname, Alice James, is the narrator. She is the one trekking from Harlem with a bullet wound in her side en route to Portland. And her nickname is Nobody, because she has that capacity to just blend in, and she doesn't really know who she is. And then she meets Blossom Fontaine at the Paragon Hotel, which is the only hotel for people of color in Oregon at the time. And that was entirely based on a real hotel called the Golden West. And Blossom has spent so much time constructing herself and really just being herself that that these two people meeting is ultimately really freeing for both of them. So I think it's a novel about female friendship at the end of the day, and I wanted to write that. And I also wanted to finally write a historical novel about where I grew up. And unfortunately, it's like less flattering than I would like.
Well,
because I always owed Portland a novel. It just didn't turn out to be flattering. And I'm like, oh, man, this is rough.
Well, it is.
Cool.
But when you're talking about a racially charged subject, I don't know that you could write about anywhere and not have it be overly flattering. I mean, it's not like there was a gold standard.
No, you're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. And I think that it's also true that I only ever write novels that are about something that's already pissing me off now. So if I'm mad about something now, it's going to end up in my book. And that means it's probably going to be racially charged, or it's going to be charged about queer rights. It's going to be one or the other or both. And those are things that are going to... If anybody is unlucky enough to follow me on Twitter at Lindsay Fay, I have as my top pinned tweet, somebody tweeted, God, I'd be surprised if social justice didn't turn up in all her novels. And I'm like, I'm just nodding. It's
yep.
A gif. It's just a gif of nodding. Like, really? You figured that out by yourself? Here's a cookie. Because, yeah, it's gonna turn up.
Now,
I'm so sorry.
I will
it's easier than standing on a soapbox, though, because nobody wants to do that. I just want to tell stories about people. And they always accidentally have to do with things that are also pissing me off.
And I had no idea. I mean, one of the things that will certainly piss a lot of people off, I guess, is when they read this, because I did not know. I mean, we think of the South, but I did not know about Oregon. I did not know about Portland. Mm-hmm. Of being the largest KKK organization.
The racist capital of the West.
Right.
Yeah.
When you look west of the Mississippi, Portland is the capital.
It absolutely was. And it is really troubling to look at that. And I grew up there, so I can attest to that actually being a demographic that is still having after effects. And not even after effects, but like effects. Because Oregon was the only state in the entire union to include in its constitution that black people were not allowed to enter or conduct commerce in their state at all. And that's the only state constitution that's ever done it. And in 1870, when African American people were granted the right to vote post-Civil War, there were only 5 states who refused to ratify that amendment, and Oregon was one of them. But they caught wise really quickly after 1870, and they fixed it in 1959. They don't have a lot of excuses.
Right.
And I'm not planning on granting them any. There aren't a lot of excuses. There are a lot of really racist enclaves in Oregon, and you don't really think about them because of the fact that you think, oh, I went to Powell's and I went to the best bookstore in the world, which is Powell's Books, and I went to the best bookstore and it was amazing, and like it was just rainy and everybody wore flannel and liked Kurt Cobain, and it's like, yeah. There's another side to that.
There's
I like Kurt Cobain, too, and I wear a lot of flannel. But, you know, unfortunately, there are other aspects of the history that are not as beautiful as Kurt.
Let us talk about the Paragon Hotel. This is an elegant place. It is exclusively black residents, and mm-hmm. it is set up as a safe place, right? I mean, a safe house where in your novel, there are characters, obviously, who are living in the safe place or harboring deep, deep secrets.
100%. I can only imagine that the actual safe place it's based on, that some of the residents also have secrets, just not the same ones as are in my novel. Everything in the Paragon Hotel is based on the Golden West Hotel. And while the Golden West is no longer a hotel, it is still fully upright and gleaming and beautiful in Portland, Oregon. And you can go visit it. And now it's a community center, excuse me. So it's just lovely. And every description of the inside of the Paragon Hotel, of the outside of the Paragon Hotel, everything to do in this novel with the hotel structurally is something that I lifted straight from the history books to do with the Golden West Hotel. And the residents, of course, are completely my own making, but the hotel was very much real.
This is circa 1921, and as you just described, that basic situation happens for a really long time.
Yeah, the situation you had going on in 1921 was that the KKK sent out a circular. They were very excited. They said, Portland, Oregon's just about the livest city. Livest, I love that as an adjective. west of the Mississippi. And it's like, great. That's not at all great. So, yeah, that was going on for quite some time. And Alice, whose nickname is, again, Nobody, because she spent so much time perfecting her persona of not even being a person, of blending into the wallpaper completely when she was trying to deal with the New York City mafia. When she ends up there, she's traveling cross country. She's got a bullet wound. She ends up in Portland. She has this experience. The KKK is there. What does she decide to do about it? Does she decide that her new friends, even though they aren't the same color she is, are those her family? Because she needs a family, because she grew up in a, like, capital F family. And she does absolutely need that. And, you know, it's sort of about her finding herself in a completely other community and about her finding out a bunch of secrets from people who have been hiding their secrets from each other, even though they live, like, you know, three doors down in the same hotel for a very long time.
The name of the novel is The Paragon Hotel. I was just looking at your list of stops on your book tour. You're going to be in Oregon, but you're not going to Powell's directly in Portland, which I find interesting.
Oh, that's in no way interesting. I'm so sorry. It's just because I wish it were interesting, but, like, the Central Powells, they love me, and they're so wonderful, and I love them. And my name is actually on one of the pillars, you know, the big, like, pillars covered with author signatures. I'm on that, and I'm so honored. But no, I'm at Cedar Hills Crossing in Beaverton because they actually get a much bigger mystery thriller readership. And
very nice.
They're happy to host me, and I'm very happy to be there because it is a beautiful store. And I don't mind not being at Downtown Powell's because I always go there anyway. They can't get rid of me. They could get rid of me. Come on.
The book is The Paragon Hotel. It is published by Putnam Lindsay Fay. It's always a delight to speak with you. Thank you very much for being with us.
So nice to talk to you, too.
Again, the name of the new book is The Paragon Hotel. It is published by Putnam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.